Welcome to another episode of Systematic Geekology. This is a space where we seek to create and cultivate healthy conversations between those things we geek out on and the philosophical and theological questions that often arise out of our fandoms. Like, what does it mean to be human? What makes a hero? What makes a villain? How do the stories and narratives we geek out on shape how we live in the world? We are your priest to the geeks. We aren't all ordained, but we see ourselves as mediators at the intersection of geek culture and going deeper in our faith. We don't always have to agree, but we do respect each other, and we see everyone as a beloved child of God. Everyone geeks out on something, so come geek out with us and enjoy the show.
This show is a proud member of the On Us All Podcast Network.
Who you gonna call? No, it's not the Ghostbusters this time. When there's trouble, you call DW. This was releasing Friday the 13th, and what better hero to talk about today than the one and only terror who flaps in the night, Darkwing Duck. This is part of our On Loop series that we've been doing every Friday this spring, talking about some time loops. And you guys voted on Facebook for what you thought were the best options that us hosts put out there. And Darkwing Duck made it. And that's how we know you listeners truly do love me. I'm Joshua Knoll. I'm here with a couple other millennials who may have grown up with Disney. Evan Garcia and Brandon Knight, former host, guest, host of the Kung Fu Pizza Party and My Seminary Life. Brandon, great to have you on guesting during this little bonus series we got going on.
Happy to be here. And I just want to say this right off the bat. Darkwing Duck has the second greatest catchphrase of all time with Agreed. Let's get dangerous.
I was gonna say, that being said, maybe it's time for us to get dangerous. I love this. I'm excited to get into this. You know, I love these little bonus series, and Brandon's perfect for this because if you don't know, on his other show Kung Fu Pizza Party, he always serves up wisdom one slice at a time in under 30 minutes, or you get to challenge him to random things.
Yeah. I'm not doing that if we go over 30 here.
I'm excited for this. We're just reviewing one episode, actually. There is a time loop episode early on in the first season of Darkwing Duck. Google will tell you it's season one, episode like 10 or 11. Disney Plus has it as episode 9. But the episode is titled Paradox, where Darkwing Duck will go back in time and see himself. So that's what we're talking about. Check the show notes down below for a playlist of our whole On the Loop series. Make sure you just hang in there and have fun with all of these. We already did Back to the Future. It's really hard to go up from there. So it's just all coasting after Back to the Future. And this one is phenomenal, though. It's not as good as Back to the Future, but I definitely think I laughed more. And I don't know if I was laughing at it or with it or both. Mm-hmm. It's like there are some moments where you're like, oh, man, that was so cheesy. And I don't know if you meant for it to be that cheesy or if it just was that. Like sometimes you're like, was that intentional or was that bad writing? I don't know.
It was the 90s. It was, yeah.
And Disney 90s were particularly leaned into the cheese. Yeah. So jumping in, I'm going to throw this to Brandon first. If we were at one of our homes together, we were just like hanging out at Will's house on the couch, and we just finished watching Paradox. What would be the first thing that you turned to me and Evan and said?
Should we just let this keep playing? Because it's just one episode of Darkwing Duck, so we should probably just watch more afterwards.
Yeah, I was like, I can't stop now. That'd probably be my reaction to it. Like, not stopping there. I think the only other thing I could think that might be that I might say afterward, I might, just because I think too hard, I might pose the question to you guys of like, wait, did he not remember because he's that forgetful? Or is this like a thing of like how time works and how they avoid paradox in this universe?
Right.
I'm unsure.
Yeah.
I think that was intentional to be kind of, who knows?
Yeah, it was a good reminder that this is indeed a show for children and not big-brained, nerdy adults who care about continuity in 2026. It's like, why don't you remember this happening? I don't know. Roll credits.
Well, actually, I kind of like the ambiguity because, like, we'll get to it a little bit later, too, I guess. But, like, Doctor Who does this annoying thing where, like, sometimes he remembers and sometimes he can't remember when he's seen himself doing time travel things because, you know, depending on whether or not they can get actors back because whether or not the Doctor seems to remember meeting himself. And I like it better that it's like, hey, we're not going to explain the rules. That way we can't break the rules. We'll just leave it ambiguous. Like, yeah, that's great. That's much more efficient, really. But, all right, moving on from there. So, I'm just so excited that people voted for a Darkwing Duck episode. Like, our Facebook group is phenomenal. They're all phenomenal people. For you guys, what are your histories with this character or show, etc.? Brandon went last time. Evan, do you want to fill us in? Like, what's your history with Darkwing Duck?
Sure, yeah. It was Channel 33 for me, and I would go after school, and it was the Disney block of shows, you know, with DuckTales and everything else, and this was right there with it. Yeah.
Mine was Channel 54. Anyone's wondering?
All right.
I do also remember same block. I've loved it since I was a kid. Well, a few years ago when they started dropping the Darkwing Duck comics and Amanda Dibert took over and the comic read exactly like the old show, I was like, this is all I want in my life forever. I love Darkwing Duck. In fact, Will's drinking game, people forget, it's not just Kingdom Hearts. It's also anytime I say Darkwing Duck. So he's having a hell of a time this episode. Brandon, what about you, man?
You know, I did not watch that Disney block, although I think it would have been Channel 7 for me since we're all dropping the channel listings. I think it would have been Channel 7 for me. But my dad, my earliest introduction to Darkwing Duck was my dad had one of those, you know, when you go to a comic book store and they have like the really nice statues of characters, not just like action figures, but like nice modeled statues. He had one in his office of Darkwing Duck, and it was big. Cool. It was a good size one. And I'm like, you know, four or whatever. I have no knowledge of who this is. I thought it was Donald Duck when I was a kid, you know, obviously. But I was like, that is the coolest looking duck ever. And later on in life, you know, I read or later on in life, I watched episodes as it came on Toon Disney. That was like where I caught a lot of it. Yeah. Bonkers. That was that was my like favorite one of the 90 Disney was Bonkers. But I caught it on there, read some of the various runs of the comics. But yeah, it was that giant statue my dad had was my earliest introduction.
Nice, nice. Yeah, what's funny is like when I was a kid, I think my favorite of the Disney shows, this was might have been not one of my favorites as a kid, because like I love Tailspin, I love DuckTales, all that. And I don't like this one was up there, but it wasn't like I don't think I fully got it. And then when you get older, you're like all the things I enjoyed as a kid are still true. Like it's still funny because it's just goofy, like it's just cheesy and goofy. But also you realize, wait a minute, this is just a parody of Batman. Like Disney just decided, what if we trolled Batman as a duck? And I'm like, I love Disney for this. They were like, we're going to keep doing what we always do, but also let's make fun of Batman while we do it. It's great.
I know it's very millennial to be like, man, the 90s and early 2000s, like our cartoons were just so much better. But you know what? Like,
I don't know about that one. Yeah.
Like it kind of is like I love even just going back because I didn't watch a lot of these growing up. But like going back, like there is still something like familiar about it. Like I wish Disney was making, I know they did a reboot of DuckTales.
Oh, it was so like, good too.
Oh yeah.
Like a few years ago. And I guess I've seen a good chunk of it and it was funny. It was really good. But yeah, there's just something like comfortable and cozy about going back and watching these like old Disney cartoons. And I mean, shout out to Jim Cummings because he did a voice on every cartoon ever made between 1989 and still to this day. Like he's like in everything.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
And he's great. And it's just I don't know. It's fun. I love the nostalgia. I do love like Phineas and Ferb, Milo Murphy's Law. Like Disney still does good stuff, but I'm like, I just feel like it's not the same. And yes, we're old for that. And I don't care. I do think we should talk about this episode, though, because we have limited times. And we are here. The people voted. They want to hear about Paradox, which, by the way, one of the funniest things great about name. It is that they named the episode Paradox. Mm-hmm. Like they were like, wordplay pun. Name of the episode. We're pun the episode itself. And then the thing love within it. Will also be filled with puns. We will just not lay off at all.
Mm-hmm.
Evan, Brandon, do one of you want to volunteer to try to summarize this? What happens in Paradox as quickly as you can?
Sure. So because of reasons, Darkwing Duck has a package that he needs to deliver to the scientist characters. I'm a little vague on all of the supporting characters. Yes, names.
I agree with all of this, though. This is a correct description.
They are working on a time machine. Him and Gosselin take it for a spin. They end up when he's like a little kid. And to me, what is the most brilliant part of this whole episode is that they adhere by the one time travel rule that we all know. Don't mess with the past. Butterfly effect. It's going to screw everything up. Mm-hmm. Even though they see a little Drakey Mallard is like a total wimp, which she just keeps ribbing him for, getting into trouble with a 1950s style crime group of teens that are all Elvis themed for some
reason. The Elvis choice. Why not? Love it.
But they commit to, okay, we're not going to interfere because that's going to mess everything up, only to have it all reversed. I don't know if I have ever seen this played out before. True. In any other time travel thing of when they go back to the present, they find out, oh, we were supposed to interfere. Everything is broken now. So they go back. They kind of have this training montage thing with Drakey Mallard, and eventually they save the day, and you know, then they have their little, well, why didn't you remember this happen? And I'm sure we'll talk more about that, but in a nutshell, you have your basic time travel plot, but we are going to twist the rules or the norm of how the rules work in the episode.
I just love how they do it. So a little bit of context for those who somehow didn't grow up Darkwing Duck, or specifically if Will decides to listen to this. Gosselin is Darkwing Duck's daughter. Darkwing Duck is his name is Drake Mallard. So when they go back in time and see little Drakey, the only thing I didn't like in this episode was he was a little wimp geek because he was reading a comic. And I was like, oh, come on, guys, aren't we past this? And I'm like, oh, wait, the 90s. No, we were not past that. Mm-hmm. But.
And who knows what it was in the 50s, too? Who knows what that was like in the 50s? Yeah. You
know? Yeah. But like, I love the Elvis themed gang. Thought it was hilarious. The whole bit. And it kind of goes to like the Marvel that with the exception of Endgame, which is why Endgame is not my favorite Avengers movie. The like Marvel, what I've always loved is usually when they go back to do something, whatever they do was already like it doesn't change anything. It was always going to have happened. Because that's how time works. You actually can't change time. When you went back to the past to change it, you've already done that. Right. I like that. And this kind of plays on that, except for the whole when they go to the future, everything did change because they didn't do what they were supposed to do, which was interfere. Because in the regular timeline, he did interfere and train himself to not be a wimp who reads comics and stand up to Elvis, the king. Mm-hmm. And then also randomly seeing, like, I feel like Darkwing Duck doesn't usually sing, but they decided since he's fighting Elvis, he needs to this episode.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And honestly, also, I would say
the only thing that this episode did wrong is that it didn't have any launchpad in it. I would have loved to see like little kid launchpad
was like one of those characters that was like across different series.
Yeah,
like he was. Disney just decided we got that character right. Put him in everything. And you know what? Yeah, I don't disagree. Oh, man. So what about for you guys? What was some of the funniest moments in this episode for you?
the banter between him and his daughter, and how his daughter was constantly roasting him, and I related to that because my son, he's like that. He's like, as any chance he gets, he goes, "Oh yeah," and he makes like a snide remark, and I'm like, "Okay, all right."
Yeah, that was good. Brandon, yeah. any particular funny moments for you?
The constant ribbing was good. I would also liked just the whole Elvis thing is just so, it is very stereotypical 50s.
Yeah.
Particularly with the bad guys. And it's, that kind of feels a little bit like Back to the Future in a way, because of the time period since you guys had just talked about it. Because Darkwing Duck is what, late 80s, early 90s, somewhere around there, right?
Around in there.
Yeah. So it would have been during like the popularity of all of that anyway. And the song is great. Like the Darkwing Duck, like because they probably needed 4 minutes of airtime to kill. They're like, okay, we're going to write him a song.
Yeah,
but it's a lot of fun. It is a very goofy episode. And I always forget that, like, as cool as Darkwing Duck is aesthetically and with the catchphrase, he does always get beaten up.
Yeah, he's just a clumsy, like, he's not good at what he does.
No,
he's just so like confident and brazen, which is what he ends up teaching his younger self, I guess. So like you kind of see that it is actually a positive thing. He is the way he is, but like he's just so brazen that it just happens to work in his favor a lot of the time. I think two of the funniest moments was one. This is like, it was like blink and you miss it, but I still thought it was so funny. They stole the king's hair. He's bald and the whole Elvis thing's just weird. And I'm like, that
was good.
That I was like, that got a good chuckle out of me, man. I was like, good one.
Derails the bad guy the rest of the episode.
Actually, I guess it was supposed to be like one of the more meaningful moments, but I still laughed because like Darkwing Duck, as he always does, because he's brazen, trips himself up and he's like ends up smashed and he's in a barrel. Him and Gotham are like stuck, and little younger him, Drakey, is like, oh, well, what would my hero from the comic do? Like, wait, no, what would Darkwing Duck do? Because he doesn't realize Darkwing Duck is him in the future. And he throws gum in his gun and just like his toy gun and shoots it and just happens to work perfectly. And it saves, you know, Darkwing Duck. And like, it's supposed to be like, oh, look, this is how he finally learned his confidence. But what made me laugh in that moment so much was, even though like it was this meaningful moment for himself, and instead of being proud of himself, he's like, I got saved by gum. I was like, really? That's what you're concerned about? I think the problem is everything that character does makes me either smile or laugh, like all of it. That's why I love him. Sensei Knight, how are the fight scenes in this animation?
So fun. I mean, they're using musical. That was my favorite part, was when they so the bad guys eventually break into like a record studio and they're going to steal all the gold records, which was also quite humorous. It's like they just don't let you anyway.
I have to say, too, the other thing that cracked me up was when he was explaining to Gosselin what a record was as a giant CD, and me realizing people today have no idea what a CD is.
Right. They probably have a better idea of what a record is now than a CD. anyway, but during that whole bit when they're like using musical instruments, they're going to crush Darkwing Duck and Gosselin with a giant record. Like all of that was a lot of fun. Could have gone for some more guitar smashing. But otherwise, it was fun. I mean, and again, when it comes to Darkwing Duck, like what you expect is for him to get beaten up and then just something else happens to bail him out.
Yeah. I mean, and it works because, you know, like he understands the core concept of reality is that we just need to get dangerous.
So this year on Smack Ecology, our annual theme is called The Faces Behind Us. talking about the people who inspired our main character. So a really natural fit here. Darkwing Duck is the face behind himself in a way. He's going back in time, meets Drake Maverick, which also it's a little funny because like you would expect there's some lesson of humility because he learned that he used to be a wimp. No, instead, he turned out to be the inspiration for himself. And that was always the case in canon. Hilarious bit. As far as like him inspiring himself, how do you take that? How would you kind of explain the way he's able to do that?
Maybe. You want me to take it? Okay. I do think it's kind of, you know, when you take the consideration of like Darkwing Duck is so full of himself, you know, that's a big kind of like, oh, well, maybe that's not so great that he's like imparting that part to himself. But like, I don't know. I kind of like it of like it's that part is very like deep when you get past like the time travel stuff. Like that is part is pretty deep of like what would your younger self think about who you are kind of thing. Because like I do the Ninja Zone coaching and I teach kids parkour. And I've made the joke before of like, I think 10-year-old me would be so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Like I get to build obstacle courses and do all this crazy stuff with kids and, you know, and it would be cool to like go back and tell myself like, hey, when you're 30, you're gonna be doing this, you know? Mm. So I think it's cool that like Darkwing Duck gets this opportunity to actually do that of like, he keeps the identity secret. So like little Drakey doesn't know that he's going to grow up to be Darkwing Duck. Which may explain why Darkwing Duck doesn't remember this happening, that because he didn't reveal it to himself. I don't know, but we could speculate about that part all day. But fantastic. I think it is cool that like you get to see this actual like this is where I am at as an adult. Here's where you are now. Just imagine where this is going to go. Like, I think that is really cool.
Yeah. Well, and it's also I think it allows you to like the character more. Because he is so full of himself that sometimes you're like, oh, this guy sucks. But like when you see him as a kid and realize how lacking in confidence it was, you're kind of like, I don't love that you're your own inspiration because that just sounds so full of yourself. Like what? But I do like that it was like little him impersonating a superhero that he didn't know was himself. And like seeing that this kid went from like whimpering, scared of everything, can't stand up to the bad guys, so he's just going to go along to play along, to I am Darkwing Duck, the terror that flaps in the night. And you're like, you know, I still think you got some growing to go, but seeing where you came from does make me appreciate the character better.
And I will say this before we give Evan a chance to jump in on this. I do think that this may also be a Batman reference because within canon, Batman is inspired by a character called the Great Ghost, who is like this 1940s like movie superhero that has a lot of similarities to Batman himself. And so it just it I don't know if it's intentional or not, but I love if it is intentional, how on the nose it is of like, oh, yeah, well, Darkwing Duck was inspired by himself. Like you basically created a character to inspire your own character. Our guy inspired himself. Like that just would be so on the nose. And I love it.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of like the Batman stuff real quick before Evan gets to speak, I'm sorry, Evan, but the, I love that little him was basically reading a Superman comic because, you know, again, this is supposed to be Batman parody kind of deal. And then he sees himself, you know, the Batman character goes, wait, what's your superpowers? Can you shoot lasers or fly? And he's like, no, I don't have any of that.
He so literally funny. Says like faster than a speeding bullet.
Yeah, and you're like, this oh, that's kind so of, funny. Like,
very clearly Superman references.
He's like, oh, can you do all this stuff? No. That's great. Evan, though, how what's your take on Darkwing Duck inspiring himself?
When I saw that that was that's what they were going with, I thought of the meme where Mickey Mouse clubhouse. He like built his clubhouse in his own shape. I was like, that's pretty.
It is pretty funny.
But yes, it is a pretty clever way of actually trying to do it without creating a branch in the timeline. You know what I mean? Like, so it was pretty solid. It's pretty solid. Once I just did accept it.
I think it's funny because, like, it sounds far more narcissistic than it is. Because adult him is intentionally not showing his younger self that it's him. So he's not trying to be like, oh, you're going to be awesome one day. And kid him has no idea that he's taking his inspiration from older self. So, like, if you really think about it, it's not really narcissistic, but man, it sounds like it. And he is a narcissistic character. It just happens that this particular action was more of him taking pity on his younger self and his younger self realizing that he can find the confidence in this character who he doesn't know who it is.
Also, Evan is so right. I didn't even think about that. Okay, so my son loves Mickey Mouse. He's sitting right next to me. Producer Cooper is right here. Oh my gosh, and he is so right. Mickey Mouse is so full of himself. Mm-hmm. Like, he built his clubhouse after his own image, which is so idolatrous. And just, like, everything is named after himself. Like, he's right. Like, Mickey is so worse than Darkwing Duck is.
The best thing about Mickey Mouse Clubhouse to this day for myself
Goofy's dance.
Is that there is a scene where there's a scene where Mickey gets a box of his stuff and in it is Mickey's Keyblade from Kingdom Hearts.
Oh,
that makes Mickey Mouse Clubhouse phenomenal. Yeah. Just, you know, little Easter eggs make me happy. Hi, Producer Cooper. Okay. One last thing before we wrap up. If you were to go back in time and see yourself, do you think you would inspire yourself and how would you do so?
I would do it this way. Yeah. I would do it this way. Like, I wouldn't want him to know that it's him, you know, because so it doesn't, I don't know, like, fluff his head up too much, you know? It's like, just try to learn the lesson and see where that goes. And throw in some pizza too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'd be lame. I would want to have a sit down talk with me. I like just be like, because, like, the thing is, so much of who I am now, I would be appalled by as younger me that I would try to not become me.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, wait a minute. You don't believe the Bible is literal? Wait a minute. You support gay rights? Wait a minute. Like, there would be so much stuff that, like, young me be like, you're working food. You're not a scientist. You know, whatever. Like, you're not living in a 3-story house. Like, I would try so hard to not become who I am now. So I wouldn't fill myself in on most of that stuff, but I probably would tell myself some, like, hey, you're going to get to talk to, like, Russell Moore. You're going to get to talk to some pretty cool people doing podcasting one day. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, also, it's going to be a long journey. Lean into the pain. I think that would be the thing. I would want to let myself know that you're really good at taking pain. Because that was one thing in my car accident. I had no idea up until then if I would, like, fully rely on God, you know, whatever else, like, if I was, like, truly dying, I'm like, hey, I've been there now, and I could tell you, you're great at handling pain, dude. And also, lean into it more. Don't be afraid of it. It's okay to hurt. And then I'd give myself a copy of Johnny Cash.
hurt. Nice.
All right, Brandon, how would you inspire yourself in this scenario?
I did talk about a little bit about the, like, I think it would be cool to be able to go back and tell younger self, like, hey, you're going to grow up and do, like, this cool class where you're going to teach kids parkour and martial arts. Because when I was a little kid, like, the martial arts stuff was kind of like a hobby for me, but never really considered to be part of my career trajectory. We don't have enough time for me to unpack how much I want to talk to my younger self about what the journey is going to look like going into vocational ministry. We don't have enough time for all of that, but that will be something I will talk about with my younger self, about how all of that is going to pan out and how maybe some different choices need to be made.
That sounds like a good book right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, with that, guys, we are almost at the end here. Wrapping up. I want to know, if you were stuck in a time loop with any one of your friends or family members and you had to watch the same show or movie every day in this time loop that you're stuck on the same day for, who are you going to be with? What are you watching on repeat in this scenario? Brandon, you want to take it first?
So I'm in a time loop. I get to pick who I'm with and what I'm watching.
Yes. Yeah.
So my initial reaction on what we're going to watch is Lord of the Rings. Because that's also going to take up a lot of time.
great.
That's great, yeah.
I think when it comes to who am I going to be with? Yeah, I might just keep it. I'm technically on vacation while we're recording this. And so if I could be here in my little home away from home with my wife and my son and just kind of watching Lord of the Rings for on repeat for like a day or week or whatever, like I'd like that.
That does sound. That sounds amazing. Evan, you want to go next? Or you want me to?
I'll take it. Yeah.
All right.
I would also try to be with my family. I'll be with my son. I'll try to be with my son specifically because I know he's got that that same weird sense of humor, and we would watch because of Darkwing Duck's a signature phrase. I kept thinking of a Danger-esque from Strong Bad, and I had to bring that up because I could not stop thinking about that the whole time. So I want to watch that episode of A Strong Bad at Emails, and I think he'll be set for nice. However that loop is.
Yeah, however long the loop may be. Mm-hmm. Man, if I'm on loop, I'm torn between two, so I'm going to cheat and pick both. either me and my wife watching the Hobbit films, because she loves them more than she loves Lord of the Rings. I love both. I just love the vibes, you know?
But they are pretty.
Or me and one of my best friends will be watching Scrubs. I'll curate a playlist that's like exactly like 20 hours so we can get like our little nap between. Yeah, the new series has me really hype, and I'm so excited to see said friend to watch the finale of this, though. We have a whole plan.
Nice.
Anyway, with that, guys, we thank you so much for listening. We hope you keep checking out these On Loop episodes the rest of spring. We got four more coming up. Also, remember, rate and review our show wherever you're listening. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter. Wherever you do it, it makes algorithms like us and think we're important. Trick that algorithm so other people find the show. And remember, we are all a chosen people, a geekdom of priests.
Hey friends, it's your pal Will Rose here, and let me break the fourth wall a moment and look directly at you through the camera or speak directly to you in your earbuds. Yep, I'm talking to you, Susie. You too, Chad. You can now support Systematic Ecology on Fourth Wall. That's a website. You'll find all of our episodes, incredible merch like shirts and hoodies and mugs. Chad, I would love to see you in one of those shirts out in the wild.
You get bonus episodes. We answer bonus questions. We have special shout outs. We have certain episodes that you pick. So you help us create and curate the content that we put out for the world to hear. You even get free merch.
And you can support the show at different levels. You could join at the free level. Yep, we love free members, free support. Join it. Or you could become a sidekick for as little as $5 a month. You could join the elves and dwarves for $10 a month. You could become a wizard for $15 a month, or you could go to divinity school and become a cleric for $20 a month. And that's way cheaper than going to seminary, believe me. Or at $25 a month, you could become a superhero. And let me just say, we love all of our listeners, whether you support us at the free level or the superhero level. We love you. We love geeking out with you. Like, support, share the show. Love you.
Hello, friends. This is Andy Walsh. Thanks for listening. If you're going to be a systematic geek about this podcast, you need to know that it's part of the Anato Podcast Network. Other shows in the network include the Whole Church Podcast, where Joshua Knoll and TJ Blackwell have spent over 7 years now in pursuit of church unity through education and conversations with leaders across divisions. 7 years, that's a podcast that has lost some baby teeth. My Seminary Life with Brandon Knight, where he began discussing what he learned as a seminary student, and is now learning with the listeners in a continuing lifelong education. The Bible After Hours with the Foul-Mouthed Preacher, where he critically examines the modern church through satire, then provides a more progressive reading of Scripture. And The Homily with Pastor Chill Will from Chapel Hill, where Will Rose's homilies are periodically updated and made available through the podcast, always reminding us that we are loved with a love deeper than words. Thanks again for listening, and remember, if you're going to geek, do it systematically.